Welcome, everyone. We are about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Personality Types, Shiur number 5. And we are going to discuss the third set of letters. Again, there are 8 of them. 2, 2, 2, and 2, like 4 separate sets. The 8 make up 16 different personality types. The first set was I versus E, introversion versus extroversion. The second one was S versus N, sensing versus intuitive. And today we're going to talk about the third, which is T versus F, thinking versus feeling. This one is easier to understand too. Feeling means that you make your judgments in a personal and subjective way. That's an F. T means you make your judgments in an impersonal and logical way. That's a T. You consider yourself an F if you have to make a decision. You're more likely to choose the basis of your personal feelings, your subjective values, whether you like or dislike a person, idea, or item. But if you prefer to make your decisions on the basis of objective facts and rational analysis or some other objective criteria, then you're a T. Now, all of us have both of these within us. We both have those modes of thinking, using objective and using subjective. But the question here of what makes a person, whether they're a T or an F, is what their dominance is, what they're comfortable with. Everyone thinks, so they're all T's in a certain sense. They're thinkers. Everyone feels. So in certain ways, everyone's a feeler. But you cannot be a T and at the same time an F at the same moment. You cannot be objective and impersonal and at the same time be warmly subjective and personal. You use the T mode at some times and you use the F mode at some times. But every time you interact with a person or an event, you're choosing one mode over the other mode. So for example, if you're in a thinking mode right now, you're not thinking along the lines of feelings. You're making cold, rational decisions without your feelings getting in the way of the logic. But when you're in a feeling mode, you allow yourself to be open and affected by emotion. Now, you'll learn over a while to learn how to balance the two. And that's a healthy, healthy thing. Rabbi Yoli Apian brings down in Lev Elio, page 71, that a man must know that his intellect and his heart are two distinct entities. Now, Rabbi Gemilla on the side mentions Chayvus Halvavus, that the Lev heart means mind. And there's explanations that he has on that, which is accurate. But there's definitely another way of learning it where the intellect and the heart are two separate entities. They're different languages. They're both important languages. One big yesod over here that's very important to know before we go further. Don't confuse thinking and feeling with being considerate or caring. Don't think because you're a T, a thinker, and you're objective, that means you're a cold, not caring person. While if you're an F and you feel and you have emotions, that means you're a caring person. Absolutely not. Both types, thinking and feeling types, can be equally loving and can be equally cruel. We're going to explain that. Over time, we're going to explain that. How just because you have more feeling in the F does not mean that you are more caring about other people. You could be a real Russia and be a F. You could be a real Russia and be a T. And I'm going to just point out personality types of real terrible, terrible Rishonim, that someone like Saddam Hussein or probably Stalin, I'm not sure, were T's, were thinkers, were that way. Hitler, Yamach Shemai, was an F, and they were both terrible, terrible Rishonim. Then you have Tzadikim. Some were T's, some were F's. That is also, doesn't make someone a Tzadik or Rosh a good person, bad person. That's very, very important to recognize. Now, the T and the F difference, the thinker-feeler difference, seems to be the only one that has a gender difference between males and females. It seems to be that in the American population, and I think overall this is true, that men, are more, a higher percent of them, 60% plus, are T's, are thinkers, and only 40 or less percent of men are feelers, while by the women, it's the reverse. 60% or more of females, of women, are feelers, and a lower percentage are thinkers. So let's talk about the two aspects in a quick way right now. So if you are a thinker, a T, then you're able to stay cool, calm, and objective in situations when everyone else seems to be upset. If you're a T, you'd rather settle a dispute based on what's fair and truthful rather than just what makes people happy. If you're a T, you enjoy proving a point for the sake of clarity. And it's not beyond a T, a thinker, to argue both sides of an argument simply to expand your intellectual horizons. You want to understand both. If you're a T, you're a thinker, you're viewed more as being firm-minded or strong-minded as opposed to gentle-hearted. If you disagree with people, you'd rather tell them that you disagree with them than say nothing and let them think you're right. You want to let them know that I disagree with you, and a T will state that. A T, a thinker, prides themselves on their objectivity, despite the fact that some people may accuse you, very often wrongly, but they may accuse you of being cold, of being uncaring. You know that's not true, but you have no issue explaining your opinions. You don't mind making difficult decisions, and you don't understand why so many people get upset about things that aren't relevant to the issue at hand. A T thinks it's more important to be right than to be liked. You don't believe it is necessary to like people in order to be able to work with them and do a good job. You could work with people even though they don't like you and you don't like them, and a T will have less problem with that. And you remember numbers, you remember figures betterly more than faces and names. So that is some descriptions of what a T is like, what a thinker is like. Now we're going to go through some of the things that a feeler is like. If you're an F, you're a feeler, then you consider a good decision when you take other people's feelings into account. Also, a feeler feels that love cannot be defined. And a feeler will overextend themselves meeting other people's needs. You'll do almost anything to accommodate others, even at the expense of your own comfort. A feeler will always ask, how does this affect other people involved? They'll enjoy providing needed services to people, although sometimes people will take advantage of you. A T, on the other hand, will put their foot down. You're taking advantage of me. A F will be less likely to put their foot down. And a F sometimes wonders, does anyone care about what I want? They don't express it, but they feel that. And a feeler won't hesitate to take back something that they said, that they think they offended somebody. They will take it back, and therefore Fs are sometimes accused of being wishy-washy. Fs prefer harmony over clarity. A F is embarrassed by conflicts, tries to avoid conflicts by saying, let's change the subject, or smother it with love, let's kiss and make up type of things. And often Fs are accused of taking things personally. So again, thinking feeling is the only one that seems to be gender related. Approximately 2/3 of men are thinkers, approximately 2/3 of women are feelers. And that's pretty much how that works. Another thing that we're going to say over here that's very important, I'll give you an example. Let me just give you an example of a TF difference. My wife once explained it to me. Let's say you have a T woman that goes into a shoe store, wants to buy a pair of shoes. And she spends 35 minutes with the shoe store, the salesperson over there, trying this shoe on, that shoe on, talking about this and that. After 35 minutes, the T woman realizes, the customer, that there's no shoes here that's to her liking. So she tells the salesperson or the owner, thank you very much, I appreciate it. But, you know, you couldn't find what they want. And they walk out the door and finished. And the T doesn't feel bad about it at all. The T thinks to himself or herself like this. I, in good faith, and this is Yashrus, I wanted to buy a pair of shoes. And she really did. She did nothing wrong. And she didn't make the person crazy. She was just trying out like 5 different pairs or whatever it is. It took 30 minutes. And the owner or the customer, the employee there, was just doing their job as to serve the customer. I would love, if I were to find the shoes I like, I would be happy to buy it, but I didn't find it, so I didn't buy it. And leaves the store without even blinking an eye, not thinking anything. An F, a feeler, would do the same thing. Sometimes, if you're a real serious F, which is a problem, just to make the employee or the boss of the store feel good, you'll buy a shoe that you don't like, or you're not crazy about because you don't want that person to feel bad. Or even if the F decides, no, I don't see the right shoe here, and spend a half hour, they'll walk out of the store feeling a little guilty. Oh, you know, I wasted the 30 minutes of this person's time. I feel so bad. You know, they didn't make a deal. They didn't make money in the half hour, at least in this particular point of a sale. But what can I do? I didn't like the shoe. And they'll think more about that. Why? While the T wouldn't. It doesn't mean that the F is a better person than the T. But it's just a different mode of working through things. A T does need to learn their empathy skills better, and the F needs to learn how to be more objective better. So that is the idea between a T and an F. That's an important thing to understand. So people who are thinking in an impersonal basis of choice are Ts. People are thinking more in a personal basis are called Fs. Both. It's a matter of comfortable, what you're comfortable with. Some people are more comfortable with impersonal objective judgments and uncomfortable with personal judgments. Others are more comfortable with value judgments and less with objective and logical judgments. In marriage, you need both. Very often, T's need to work on their empathy skills and F's need to work on their objective skills. And like I mentioned, it's the only pair of preference that seems to have a gender-related difference. Now, people who use the F preference as a basis for decisions claim, not fairly, that T's, thinkers, are heartless, are stony-hearted, or they have ice in their veins, or they're cold, or they're remote, or they intellectualize, and they don't have the milk of human kindness in them. On the other hand, T's look at F's and say to them, you feelers, you're too soft-hearted, you're unable to take a firm stand, you're incapable of standing up in the face of opposition, you're too emotional, you're too illogical, you're fuzzy thinkers, and you wear your hearts on your sleeves. So each one accuses the other of negative things that are either not really true or exaggerated or not appreciated when used right. So misunderstandings can occur between a T and an F when they're expected to make decisions. For example, an F wife may insist that her T husband let his feelings show. And the T husband will tell the wife, you have to be logical for once. So that's a common marriage difference between a T and an F that could create some problems unless they work it out with each other. Now, the thing is like this. People who have the F feeling preference may have an advantage over the T preference per people. Why? Because in formal schooling or work-related things, it addresses the T areas more than the F. Or in yeshivas, when you're learning Gemara or scholastic studies or schools and seminaries, very often stress the T, the scholastic, the learning. So even if you're an F, you're a natural feeler, you could develop your T skills. The other way around is lacking. A thinker, they don't teach healthy emotion and caring and loving, you know, unless you're into certain types of Musar learning and Hasidus learning that helps you promote that F aspect of your personality. But sometimes there's more difficulty with that. So that's why it's so important to integrate. The Torah is vast and it gives the beautiful balance of the T and F in the most beautiful way. You know, when the Torah says Tayv Lev Mishta Tamid, or you should v'samachta b'chagecha v'simeches ishtoi, or being mitzar b'tzarasin shel Yisrael, and feeling, these are all F concepts that a T needs to learn to be an Erlich Hayid. And at the same time, an F is told, you know, with Amalek, Machay Timcha, or if you're a Dayan, you can't have Rachmanis on the poor person when rendering a judgment as a judge, as a Dayan. So there you have to hone your T skills. So the Torah has the beautiful balance of both. Sometimes feeling types seem to be more emotionally sensitive than Ts, but it's not often the case that way. Both types do react emotionally with the same intensity often. An F person does, though, makes their emotional reactions more visible, so they are seen as more warm or capable of deeper feelings than a T person. But, you know, because when an F person becomes emotional, their hands become moist, their color flushes or drains from their face, their body trembles, the heart beats faster. So, but a T person also becomes emotional and they feel very deeply, but their bodily reactions are less evident. They're not noticed, so they seem emotional. So this is also a misconception. A T on the outside, you look at their face or their body language, they may seem cold or unemotional, but they could be experiencing intense emotion. So a T and an F preference, the side of it, and we'll be Messiah now, but we'll continue next week, next year, is that it does not have to cause serious problems in Meinod and L'chaveira. It does not. It's just two different ways of going about making decisions. Both ways need to be understood. Both ways need to be appreciated. And they could complement each other. You see, I's and E's, they have to compromise in the middle somewhere. N's and S also need to compromise. F and T is a very valuable thing, where each one could present the other one's perspective and choice of words. And a T, again, you could have marriages with two T's, two F's, all different types, and they all could work beautifully. Just you need to learn about it and to have the skill to develop it the right way. But a T married to an F benefits greatly by learning from them healthy emotional expression. A T may be cold and aloof to their children, but with an F spouse, they learn to express warmth by learning from her or him. And the other way around too. Someone that was over emotional and sometimes needs to be objective is able to learn objectivity from the T. We will continue Be'ezus Hashem talking about the T and F preference in the upcoming Shir Be'ezus Hashem. Bracha v'hatzlacha.